We're continuing with Sakonas Nefashas, and we're going to be talking about today when you have the option of doing the Sakonas of being Michal Shabbos in order to save somebody, when you have the option of doing it through other people, what's the best preferred method? So we'll start with the Gemara, and the Gemara in Yuma, the Pei Dalet Amud Beis. More it says, and I'll just start in the middle because that's really what's most nageya. It says, "Ve'ein oisin dvarim halalu." These things that we're talking about, he's talking about being mechal Shabbos for sakonas nefashos. He says, "These things you do not do loy al yedei nachrim, the loy al yedei." There's two girsas here, "Veloy al yedei kusiyim," and there's another girsa, "Veloy al yedei ketanim." So you don't do these things through goyim or through kusim or fruktanim, some different girsa. Ella al yedei, and listen to this lashon. Ella al yedei gedolei Yisrael. Only with gedolei Yisrael should be the ones to be mechal Shabbos to save somebody for sakonas nefashos. And then there's another, the last part of this gemara is, it's also different girsas exactly how this goes. Ve'ein oimrin yasu dvarim halalu, and we do not say to do these things. Loy al pi nashim veloy al pi kusiyim. Not if al pi nashim and not al pi kusiyim. Avo mitstarfim ledas acheres, but they are mitstarf to another das. So what is that? What is this last part of this a little cryptic? What this last part is talking about? So Rashi says like this. It's talking about like this. The first part is talking about who's actually going to be mechal Shabbos. Who should actually be mechal Shabbos? The Gemara says that it should not be done through goyim. And it should not be done through either kusim or ketanim. And then the second part is saying that who should decide whether you can be mechal Shabbos. So on this, the Gemara is saying you don't be mechal Shabbos al pi noshim or al pi kusim, but they could be mitzarif to other people's das. Which means that if, let's say, Rashi gives the case, let's say two people say that you need to be mechal Shabbos, and three people say you should not be mechal Shabbos. So, and then a woman comes along and says, no, you should be Mechal Shabbos. So, the Rashi is saying that the Gemara is telling us that she is, even though we can't go solely on her word, but since there's other people here that are also saying that you should be Mechal Shabbos, so she can be Mitztarif to their Das, and now it's three against three. Right? Before you had three against two, then the woman came along. So now it's three against three, and now we say, Safek Nefashos. Lahakos, so it's half and half, because it's a suffix. We don't have a right. So suffix nefashos lekulo. So Rashi's saying that's how this Gemara reads. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara.
This is only if she's not your wife, right?
I don't think it makes it why.
Because if she's your wife, you just do it. You just freaking do it. Okay. You do it or shoot yourself.
So okay, so that's Rashi. So before we get on to other ways to learn, let's just take a quick look at Tosfos. Tosfos says, he stalls on El Begedoyle Yisrael. So the first part of the Gemara said that you do not do these things through Goyim or through Kusim or Ketanim. El Begedoyle Yisrael. It's interesting, Lashon Gedoyle Yisrael. So Rashi says, Gedoyle Yisrael, this Taisus, sorry, Taisus says, even the Afilu Hecha de Efshe Benachri, even though it's possible, Goy sitting right there, he can do it. You shouldn't do it with a Goy. Mitzvah be Yisrael. Even though you and a guy are standing right there, both of you can do the Chil Shabbos, you still should not do it with the guy because maybe the guy is going to be an Atzel. But if there's a Yid, he's not going to be lazy. So we're nervous that the guy is going to be lazy. So that's how Rashi learns the Gemara.
What malachas are we talking about?
Any malachas, the Raisa, everything.
What's the rule then?
So, according to this rule, according to the Gemara is saying that if you have an option, it's on Shabbos, you see Sakonas Nefashos, a Yid should not tell the guy to do it. If you have an option, you are the guy, the Yid should do it. Okay, so that's how Rashi learned that Gemara. And the second part about Nashim, that was, Rashi learned that it was talking about whether she can be mitzarif to other people's das. So now, the Rif has a little bit of a different gear, so. The Rif's girsa is that he doesn't split up the two things like Rashi does. He says it's really all one long sentence. that ain ois and var malol, you do not do these things lo yadei nachrim, the lo yadei tanim, el al yadei gdoil Yisrael, and also we should not do these things lo yadei nashim, ve lo yadei kusim, mipnei shem itstar from ladas acharis, because the reason why we don't tell nashim and ketanim or kusim to do these things is because they're mitstar from ladas acharis. So what does that mean? So the Ron explains. So he says the reason why we don't tell Goyim and the reason why we don't tell Ketanim to go and be Mechal Shabbos is because we're afraid that someone's going to come and see what's going on. And they're going to see that you made sure to tell a Goy or a Ketan to do it. So they're going to think that Pekoishi Hetira Pekuch Nefashis. It was only because really Pekuch Nefashis is not Doicha Shabbos, or it's kind of like not such a great heter. So therefore we do it Idea Goy or Yid. And then what's going to happen? What's going to happen is that let's say that guy, you're going to be in a matzah event of Sakonos Tavashis, and there's going to be no goyer or cotton around. So you're going to think, people are going to think that I have to go get a goy. I can't do it myself, because really it's not a heter to be Michal Shabbos for Pekuch Nefashis. So, and they're not going to be Michal Shabbos, and then it can be a problem. Okay, so then if that's the case, so what about Nashim and Ketanim? Now we know Nashim are the same Mechuyiv on Shabbos as men. So what should be the difference? Why can we tell Nashim to do it? So Mishlam or Goyim, you can't tell them to do it because people are going to think that Goyim, you know, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, that's the Halacha, and that's why you have to tell Goyim. But what about Nashim? Why can you tell a Nashim to do it? Or Kusim. Kusim are also Mechuyiv on Shabbos.
Yeah, tell a woman to do something.
Because what's going to happen is like this. This is what the Ron says. Ron says is that what's going to happen is like this. The Nashim are going to think that really the halach is you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. And they're telling me to do it because, you know, I'm not so mechuyiv. I'm not as mechuyiv as they are. So they're trying to get me to do it because, you know, they don't want to be Mechal Shabbos, so they're telling me to be Mechal Shabbos.
It's like asking the kid.
That's exactly the Nashim Tzidkanias of the generation.
He says, right, he says, Chena Nashim mitoich shedaiton kala alayin, toyis pekach. They're daiton kala, so they're going to think, yeah, you're really not allowed to do it, but that's why he's trying to get me to do it, because, you know, he wants me to be Mechal Shabbos and Achim. So then we're afraid that they're going to...
Someone doesn't like this story.
No, I think this is great. I just, you know, there's a lot going through my head right now.
So that's...
Women learn Gemara nowadays, you know that, right?
So that's the Rosh. The Rosh also says the same, similar halacha, similar idea, because of this problem, because that again, Goyim, because we're afraid that, you know, you're going to think that it's also to do it, also be Mechal Shabbos, and also Yidin, he says the same idea. The Rambam, before we get to that, so now, the Beis Yosef, he goes through the Shittas, right? And then at the end, he says a very interesting thing. When I said the Gemara, right, and I said that these things are only mutter b'gedoyle Yisrael. So what did everybody think? What is it, b'gedoyle Yisrael? It doesn't mean gedoyle. It just means Yisrael, whatever. Or does it? Yeah. What's this gedoyle Yisrael? What's gedoyle Yisrael?
As opposed to
No, just say I'll be Yisrael. You do it with Yisrael.
Like, know what they're doing, not they know the halachas.
It doesn't mean gedolim like Ramosha finds you. He's the bar mitzvah and older.
So anybody who's a gadol, that's what you're saying. So big that so
the
big.
Oh,
so hold on, don't jump ahead yet. So now, so that's I'm just like just look from the Gemara. The Gemara said it'll be gedolim Yisrael. Now from Tysus, it seems that Tysus wasn't so bothered with gedolim Yisrael. He just says that we do gedolim Yisrael because a guy is going to be lazy. But a yid is not going to be lazy, so it doesn't sound like a gedolei. So it just means like a gadol. Anybody who's 13-year-old. So the Beis Yosef learns like that. He says like this: V'hadik tani elai de gedolei Yisrael, lav gedolei mechachma kamar. So he says, because in Cain, he has a very geshmak adiyak. Right? If we mean Gedayla Yisrael, or Moshe, whatever, the Gedaylam of the, whoever the biggest gadol there, right? There's 10 people around that person, so the biggest gadol, we have to, okay, you have to go do it. He says, if that's what it means, so why is the Gemara saying, not Ayidei Kusim, and not Ayidei Ktanim, not Ayidei Nashim? It's just saying, not Ayidei, even Gedaylam, because it has to be Gedayla Yisrael. It's just not even a regular Yisrael, the Gemara should say. So that's Beis Yosef Zee. So he says, so Elavadai Gedaylam La'afuke Ketanim. That's what it means. It just means Gedayla Yisrael, meaning not Ketanim. Exactly what you were saying. So let's see what the Rambam says. The Rambam, Perek Beis, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Gimel. I don't know. That's not. Kisha Oisim Devarim Ha'elu. Ein Oisim Oisim Loi Ayidei Nachrim. V'loi ayidei ktanim, v'loi ayidei avodim, v'loi ayidei nashim, k'dei sh'loi tihei Shabbos kala b'einayim. Similar with like with the Rana saying. They were afraid that they're going to think that Shabbos is not so. Ela, listen to what he says, ayidei g'doyle Yisrael v'chachameihim. So it seems clear from the Rambam. The Rambam is saying not just g'doyle, not g'doyle. He's saying g'doyle Yisrael v'chachameihim. That the Taka, the Gedayla Yisrael, the Chachamim of Klai Yisrael, they're the ones that should be Michal Shabbos.
Can I explain something quickly? I mean, the same way Noshim, you keep saying the Svara that, you know, they're going to say, oh, you know, they're telling us to die from Kalos, so then maybe you'll have that same Svara, like I was in Amor. It's, they're telling me, because I don't really have what Shabbos is. I'm saying, well, I can use
You couldn't. L'chair, that's the same Svara, but let's say a regular guy.
No, I'm just saying Gedayla Yisrael is just a way of saying that people that really understand.
People that understand the halacha.
They fully understand the halacha. They know the ramifications of what they're doing. And now speaking, we're telling them they should.
I hear, so again, so you're saying not a regular. So again, so we shouldn't say regular Yisrael. It should say, the Gemara should say, Loyay Day, you know, regular Yisrael that doesn't know the halacha.
Also,
but.
Women in general, I don't know exactly what Gemara is saying that or not, but they have. Some
armor
is not going to say, oh, they're asking me to do
like
it. I think a woman has...
Noshim died in Kalas. Right. That's what he's saying. Noshim much more died in Kalas. So they're much more to say these type of... feel these things about, oh, Shabbos is not really... You know, that's why they're telling me to do it, because they don't want to be Chal Shabbos. So there's also another spot, yeah, that women will think that, yeah, Shabbos is not so Chomer, so that's why they're telling me to, you know. Okay, fine. So that's the Rambam, but the Rambam seems pretty clear that he's not learning like the Beis Yosef. Seems like that. Now, the Beis Yosef really... Rabbi Yosef really says that the Rambam says Hosef haRambam v'chachamim. He tries to answer the Rambam. Kloimar shehim b'nei das. That's what the Rambam's saying. That not that they're chachamim dafka. It means that they're b'nei das. Lafuke noshem v'avodim shadaitim kala. That's all the Rambam means to say. That's the Beis Yosef is being madchik the Rambam also. He's saying no. The Rambam doesn't mean to say gedoyle yisrael v'chachamim. He means to say that whatever the b'nei das. That's all he means to say. Okay, I mean. But I mean that's how the Beis Yosef is. It's not so bothered by this Rambam's lash. Let's see. Okay, so now we have the Rif, we have the Ran, we have the Rush, we have the Rambam, and the Torah. The Torah says, "Vein oisim adavra al yedei ktanim ukusim nashim al yedei gedayla Yisrael." So again, we have the option. Who should we do with a guy? Or a yit, or a nashim, or whatever. So a Yisrael, a man should do it. At least mechal apachas. Everybody agrees that a man should be the one to be mechal Shabbos. We don't do anything. So now let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, and this is the handout that you have there. Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Beis. Kishem mechal and Shabbos. Here's something. Kishmechalin Shabbos al Chayla Shiyesh by Sakana, Mishtadlin Shaloi Lassis Aydeinim Yehudim. O Ktanam Anoshim, Zak Machaber, you shouldn't do it Aydei Goyim and Ktanam Anoshim. Ela Aydei Yisrael Gedoylim Ubenedas. You see how he changes the Lashon. The Gemara said Gedoyla Yisrael, but the Beis Yosef went through the Shittas and he came out that there's no Gedoyla Yisrael. It just means, and that's why he changes it to Ela Aydei Yisrael Gedoylim, just Yisrael Gedoylim Ubenedas. Zokterama Hagol Vyeshaimrim Dim Efshar Lasis Beloy Dichoi Ubeloy Ichray De Shinoi Isai De Shinoi Zokterama. No, if you can do it with a Shinoi without any delay, then you should do it Ide Shinoi Vim Efshar Lasis Ide in Yehudi Beloy Ichor Klal Oisinai de Eini Yehudi. V'chein Noyagin. So the Ramah takes on, seems like he takes on all the, come out all the Rishayim that we usually go with, the Rif, the Ran, the Rush, the Rambam, the Tur, the Bais Yosef, he takes them all on. He says, no, when you have a guy and you can do it with a guy without any delay, without anything, then you have to do it with a guy, v'chein Noyagin. But if it's possible that there's going to be some delay, so then you can't do it with the guy. So here's where the Taz comes in. Okay, so the Ramah seems to be taking on everybody. Look, the Taz. Now that we can see this Taz together. So there is the Shita. What? Yeah, the top line. Sivkat and Hay. So there is a shita that says this. I'm saying the Ramah is not coming from left field. I mean, there is a shita that says this. B'shem Riz. V'li nira davar zet tema. Look at that. This is a tema. T'ki hechi di yesh iser. Lasas ayde akum. Im yesh locha sheyes atzol. The same way that you have a problem to tell a guy to do it because you're afraid that maybe he's going to be in this atzol. K'mosha kosov achar kach kan. Hachanami yesh chshah shema atam achshilim lasid. We're afraid that we should also have the same chash that in the future people are going to be nichshol. Bim yiru achshav sheinais and rakay deyakum. When people are going to see you're only doing bimchal Shabbos ayde goy, so we're afraid yizbru sheyesh iser ayde Yisrael. People are going to think, well, there's an iser. That's why you have to go tell a goy. Ulapanim la yiakum matzli. There's sometimes that a goy will not be around. Vayidei zay yistak in a choyle b'mashim tino al akum. What you think I'm saying is crazy as far that, oh, maybe you're going to be nichshol in the future? He says the Gemara is filled with these type of svaras. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Somebody asks to be mechal, if he's allowed to be mechal Shabbos, he's a sheifich damim. The person that's asked is also, we learned this, the person is also meguna. Because the nishal, the Talmud Chacham, should make sure to tell the entire community, you got to be Mechal Shabbos for Sakonis Tavashas.
People shouldn't
even ask. So Koshkein Shein Lasis Mishal. So for sure you should not make a Mishal. You're making a Mishal now by getting a guy. V'yitein makim litlis. V'su, t'had na'amina mezev, v'chol ha'zar, z'harez ha'meshubach, in Cain, lama lo yeh Yisrael Zor is kaidim la'akam. So we know that the halacha is that kol ha'zar is harez ha'meshubach. So therefore, I want to tell you how you should learn this Gemara. The Gemara that first says you should not do these things ayde in akum ayde katan ela ayde gedal Yisrael. You shouldn't do these things. You shouldn't do these things with a nashim akusim. Already went through these two different things. What's the difference between ketanim and kusim and nashim and right? Gaim ufid dvarav asi shaper tvei the tchila amar sheish yisalasa deyakum. The first thing that we have to say is that it's an issa to do with the guy. Why? Shaloi yaimu sheish yisalasa deyso. Because if you do it with the guy, then people are going to think that it's an issa for a yid to do it. Va'achekach amar. And then afterwards, after we say that there's an issa to do it with a guy. So now the Gemara comes to tell you mitzvah lasis ayde the gedolei Yisrael. That there's a mitzvah to do it through the gedolei Yisrael. But ain't iron lasis ayde nashim akusim. Dahainu, what? Dahainu afilum hey mezum nim lefanenu. Even if they're right here before us, v'hem shaymer Shabbos. We know that women are shaymer Shabbos. And Cain ain't shayich mikshol on this kikar. Even that there's no mikshol like we're going to say by the goyim, right? Because these women are shaymer Shabbos. Everybody knows it. And still you're telling to be Mechal Shabbos, so you're not going to have the nichshol of that loss of level. People are going to think that you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Afilu hachi, the Gemara is saying, Yasu dafka g'day l'Yisrael. Kidei l'hayreis halacha l'mais l'rabim. This is the biggest way to show them what the halach is. By doing it. Don't just darshan about it, do it. Ha-beis Yosef kosev, the hach g'day l'Yisrael, lav g'day l'mechach makom. The Beis Yosef that I read to you, that Beis Yosef says that this G'day L'Yisrael that the Gemara says is not Dafka. It's not talking about G'day L'Mechachem HaKom. It can mash with the very Rambam. Like it's mashed from the very Rambam. Shekos of G'day L'Yisrael V'Chachameim. Then Cain, Ma'yeri Nashim V'Kusim, Afilu Sharinchi Nami. The Gemara should have said, why only not women and Kusim? The Gemara should have also said, Sharinchi also not. Elevada G'day L'Mal Afukik Tanim. Yisrael lafuke and a Yehudim. That, so that's why he learns that when it says gedalim, it just means to be lafuke ketanim, and when it says Yisrael, it's lafuke goyim. V'hoisav harabim v'chachamim kloimar shehei b'nei das. And this is what I read to you, right? And Beis Yosef tells you that the rabbim that says v'chachamim, he just means shehei b'nei das lafuke nashim avadim shadaitim kama kama shleinei. V'kama v'kama shikol harabis yodai. So much the Beis Yosef, right, he will shikol his hands. He mixed his hands on. Right? The rabbi said he crossed his hands. Let's mi pshutai. Ulefarish bedeiche gadol. What's this Beis Yosef doing? His mom is driving himself crazy in order to come up with such a deichik in the Rambam. Deim kidvar of lehayalai leimer kidayalai Yisrael. The Gemara shouldn't have said gedayalai Yisrael. Lashon Devekis. El Yisrael gedayalim. Like the Mechaber says it. Mechaber says Yisrael gedayalim. I'll skip the parentheses. The Vadai b'mashakosav gedayla Yisrael lav l'medak isura. When it says gedayla, it's not saying that it's an iser b'stam Yisrael kamachavin. Elo l'mitzvah v'namocha kama. The Gemara is telling you that it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah v'namocha that a gedayla Yisrael should do it. V'akavonash l'itoymer sheish las l'idei akum. You shouldn't do it l'idei akum. V'asra l'idei Yisrael. It's not coming to say that it's asra l'idei Yisrael. Either have a mitzvah yesh b'dav gedayla Yisrael yasa. It's a mitzvah that the gedayla Yisrael should do it.
Who's he referring to now as the Gedolei Yisrael? Gedolim. He doesn't mean just
Bar Mitzvah. No. Taz is coming to take on the Ramah. He's saying this Beis Yosef that tried to explain away the Rambam, that the Rambam says Gedolim v'chachameyim, that he just means B'nai Taz. He says, what are you being machik the entire Rambam? What are you doing, Beis Yosef?
He's taking on both.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's saying the Mechaber is Idei Sol Gedolim is wrong also. No?
Yeah. Yeah, he's saying that no, it should be Dafka Idei Gedolim. Mm-hmm. So he says, V'nimsa Sheish Isra Idei Akim, Yisrael Asim Yishmael Alois is a...
It's mashma people that really... Allah Idei Sol Gedolim with B'nei Das. What does it mean B'nei Das?
Right, so the Mechaber is just saying, the Mechaber is just saying that they're Gedolim. Why does he say B'nei Das? I don't know why he says B'nei Das, but he's saying Gedolim. He just means that they're gedolim, not that they're chachamim, not that if they.
He means b'nei das means they're people that fully understand the ramifications of what they're doing.
I mean, they fully understand the halachas. You're saying, but okay.
B'nei
das. I don't know. But he's. I hear the diak, but he's not. If you have 10 people to do it, so let's say you have 3 people that don't know the halachas, and then 4 people that know the halachas, and then there's 3 that are gedolim. So you're saying that according to the Mechaber, he's saying the first 3 everyone's masking we shouldn't do.
Right.
Just the 4, that's what the Mechaber is going to say, that those 4 should do it, and the Rambam would hold that the 3. Okay, maybe.
That's,
I mean,
what I'm saying.
maybe. But he is al kapanim being masking the Chachamim. So the Taz is taking on the Mechaber and the Mom in both, right. Kein l'neos daiti nachay. Listen to this. I'm now in 3 lines from the bottom. If you want to do it with a guy, what should you do? Hamazuma. Let's say the guy's mazuma, he's ready, he's completely trained, he's ready to do it. What should you do? You should be megala to everybody at that time when he's being megala, that the guy is doing it. So he says that if you want to do it, you have to make an announcement, make a clap. So listen, everybody, you should just know that the only reason why the guy is doing because he's here and he's ready, but we can really all be Mechal Shabbos if we want to. So the Taz is taking on pretty stark the Ramah and the Mechaber. Mechaber is saying that the Gedolim should do it. It's just as long as they're Gedolim. The Ramah is saying that even the Gedolim shouldn't do it. The Ramah is saying that Goyim or Ketan should do it. He says Gaim. He says Gaim should be doing it. Or if you do it to Shinoi. So now what do you do? What's the halacha now? What's the halacha l'maisa? We have the Mechaber and the Ramah. We have the Mechaber, at least it's the Ramah that's saying, and normally go with the Ramah, right? The Ramah is saying, you gotta do it Ayidei Gaim if it's possible. If it's not possible Ayidei Gaim, then you do it with a Shinoi. So we always go with the Ramah. So, I mean, and then we have this Taz here. But the Taz is taking on the Ramah. And this, we know, we just went through all the Rishonim. All the Rishonim seem to be going that Gedolei Yisrael is the Chol HaPachas Gedolim. And there's other Rishonim that hold that it's not just Gedolim, it's even Gedolim, Mamish Gedolim. And now, all of a sudden, the Ramah comes from left field with the Shilti Gevayim, and he says that you should do an Ayidei Goy with the Shinoi. So what should we do? What should the Halacha be?
Yeah.
So, I would vote in favor of the Ramah, because that's what we always follow anyway.
I would say you're Machmer, and you're Mechallel Shabbos to save the wife.
Everybody is Mechallel Shabbos as much as possible to save a life.
So whoever's more Machmer on the Pituach Nefesh side?
Well, the situation is you have a Goy and a Jew sitting right here now. Well, who do you pick?
Whoever's quicker.
Assuming that they're equal. Everything's equal here.
Then they can both pick a bolt to it.
So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. So the Mishnah Berurah. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah and the Ramah says, the Ramah says v'chein noyagim, right? So when the Ramah doesn't just say the machlokes, he says v'chein noyagim. Zog the Mishnah Berurah. V'ataz kosav, the Taz says the lav minig v'sikino. It's not a minig v'sikin. I'm in Shin Chav Ches. No, I'm in the Mishabru now. I'm in the Mishabru. There's one over there. All right, so I'll just read it for you. V'chein da'agim zok the Mishabru. Shin Chav Ches Sif Yud Bey Sif Katan Lamed Zayin. V'chein da'agim.
Shin what?
Shin Chav Ches. Sif Katan Lamed Zayin in the Mishabru.
Which one?
Sif Katan Lamed Zayin. Vataz Kosav. See that? So he's going on the Ramah that says V'chein Nayagim.
Simich Shin Chav Ches?
Shin Chav Ches.
Yeah.
Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed Zayin.
Lamed Zayin. Sanskrim?
V'chein Nayagim. What? You have it? Sif Yud Beis. Mishnah Berurah is Sif Katan Lamed Zayin. Sif Katan Lamed Zayin. If you could just follow the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Zayin. So he's going on the mother says V'chein Noyagim. The minig is that you should do it with a goy or with a shinoi. Taz Kosav, the lav minig vasikin hu, the af sheyachal asedein yehudi, mikol makom, Yisrael yizarez b'davar yoyser. Ayid's going to be more mizarez. The lachain, im yesh afilu safek atzel v'yesh akana b'beir, kol azarez reiz meshubach. So therefore he says that if there's even a safek atzola, and there's a sakana, so kol azar is a reza meshuvach.
Kol
azar is.
Sounds like the yid is always
going
to be more azar.
Kol azar is.
Hang on,
you all owe me $100.
I was right.
Kol azar is.
Just like you said.
He said that. It's a race. Whoever can do it.
So he means it's either one.
It's funny. That's right. Kol azar is.
No preference. No preference. Kol azar is.
Yeah.
No,
but
first he says that
the
Yisrael will be more
Zaris. So hold on. He's saying from the Taz.
Zaris b'dava yoyser.
Oh.
Yeah.
Probably.
Right, and then he says kol azar is areza meshubach. He did not saying that.
Kol azar is areza meshubach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mishnah Berurah is not.
Get there, save a life.
Okay, so hold on. Mishnah Berurah is not 100% clear. You can tell on it, but here, listen to how the Aruch HaShulchan says it.
Simple. There's a
life. Listen to how the Aruch HaShulchan says it.
So, do we know what the Mishnah Berurah is saying here?
So, I mean, it's not 100% clear what he means to say. He's not. I don't know if he's saying that you should go like the Taz. If he's saying that Yisrael is always Zaris, so then you don't need the Taz because if we know that if there's a chash that the guy is going to be more atzel, more lazy, then of course the yid should do it.
Yeah.
Right. That's not the shail. So, but what happens if let's say the guy is going to be just as Zaris? Let's say the guy is just going to be just as Zaris. So listen to the way the Aruch HaShulchan says. He says, "V'amr Chazal Sham the Kishanitzruch Lachal Shabbos B'Shvil Chayil Sheish B'Sakana Lo Yasu Mashen Nitzruch Lasses B'Shvil Aydei Yehudi." You shouldn't do Aydei Goy. Lo Yadei Nashim V'Lo Yadei Ktanim. You should not. This is how he's bringing from the Gemara.
Saying it too fast. You should or you shouldn't.
You should not. He's talking about the Gemara. First, he brings the Gemara, and he says you should not do Aydei Goy and the Nashim Ktanim Aydei Yisalim Gedaylin V'Atam. The Shema Yomru Harayim Shabekayshi Hatiu L'Chal Shabbos, because we're afraid that people that are going to watch are going to say that it was Bekayshi Hatiu L'Chal Shabbos. where they you don't matcha yidei mechuyim mitzvos umizei yavi michshol, and that's going to come to michshol. Okay, he continues here, and then he brings down the different chashashes, and then he says like this: v'yesh lehispali arabenu ramah. So to me on the ramah, b'sif yud beis shal masha kosher rabenu beis yosef din zeh. That what the beis yosef says, v'zel shayne kish mechalin shabbos al chaylus yesh beis akana b'shtadlan shleilasas aydei akum uktana v'nashim. That this is what the beis yosef says, that you should not do it aydei nashim or goyim. Because the mother says that if it's possible to do it with a dichoy, that you do it with a dichoy or a goy, v'chein noyagin. How can you say this, Ramah? How can the Ramah say this? The first reason that we said that the chashash is because of the next time. So pshita sha'asr, then of course it's going to be asay de'agai. That's pashit, right? If the first reason is that we're afraid that the next time people are going to see, oh, you do got a goy, next time I have to get a goy. How are you taking care of that if a goy is going to do it just as fast as you are? You're not taking care of that problem. It says, afilu tamasheni, even the second time, mishmeich shash atzlas, kiven da shash choshasleza, eich never da nan lechashinoza. He says we're chayshish. The Gemara is chayshish that a guy is going to be more lazy. Let's say the guy is fully trained, just as quick as you, but we're afraid the guy is going to be more lazy. So if the Gemara has a chash that the guy is going to be more lazy, how can we not have a chash? So even if you know that the guy is just as quick as you, but maybe he'll be a little more lazy than you, he won't be as quick. Budaver Tamil, that's a Rambam, Masha Amra Shashi, Yasin Digdo Yisol, Him Gedoy Lishol Mamish, Hagedoy Lim Taira Vira, Laharois, to show everybody, Lokol Shakin, Shitsil Lanoa Taira, Vakash Baruch, Shitsil Lanoa Shabbos, Hutsil Lokal Shabbos, Vishokhoi Shish Pesakono. This is how can it be that way? Okay, then he says, then he brings the Taz, he says, Vilchain, Lemaisa, Vadai Nochoin Lasse, Zdavko, Al Yisrael, Ayidei Yisrael Gadol. So the Aruch Shulchan is saying, Klar, that the halach is that you should do it dafka Al Yidei Yisrael Gadol. You should not do it with a guy. You can disregard the Ramah. Do not go with the Ramah.
I mean,
there's a guy there, there's a yid there. Do not do this Ayidei the guy. The yid should do it.
Even with the
Kedai
going out?
He's not going like the Ramah or the Shulchan Aruch.
Well, no, he's going like the Mechaber. For sure, Mechaber says that a yid should do it.
Even if you say I could technically do it, you're still meaning the most best thing you see.
This is Dafka should be with, what are you saying?
I mean to stay like I could do it, but he's here, he could do it.
With the guy, right? You should not do it with the Mahedya. Do not do it with the guy. Yeah, you should not do it with the guy. A yid b'dafka should be Michal Shabbos to save the guy for Sekhanos Tavashis. So that's an Aruch HaShulchan is possibly not like the Ramah and the Shabrua, where we can talk about. But Ramaisha also, Ramaisha brings us down in Arachayim, Simon Chaf Hey, I think it is, and he also passes like the Taz, that Lechachil, not like the Ramah, and he says that Avadah Lechachila, you should do it, Aide Yisrael Gedailim. He says, and yeah, if there's Gedailim there, then the Gedailim should do it first, but for sure, a Goy should not do it. He does not go with the Ramah at all. All right.
So I'll tell you a scenario.